You couldn't save yourself, and you really couldn't change yourself. In fact, if you've changed you, God has not changed you. God has to change. It's an inward work of the Holy Spirit. When you are born again, He gives you all the new pipes and plumbing that you need on the inside. But you cannot change yourself, because if you could change yourself, Christ died in vain.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. The message you'll be hearing today is part of a series that's entitled, In His Image. Man was created in the image and likeness of God. However, sin has distorted that image. Now in Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are being transformed more into the likeness of our Savior as we yield ourselves to the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Whose image do you reflect? I pray that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message. Today's message is part 4 of In His Image.
I'll give you a little funny here for just a second. An old man and his wife lived way back in the woods, and they hardly ever had any visitors. And one day a sales peddler comes by, and he's got his goods and knocks on the door. Man opens the door. He says, I'd like to know if you'd like to buy anything, maybe you or your wife. And the old man says, well, my wife's not home. She's going down to the creek to wash her clothes, but let's see what you got. The salesman opens up his little stuff, you know, and he's got pots and pans and tools and gadgets, and the old man's not interested. But suddenly, the old man spots something very simple. It's just a hand mirror, and he takes it from the peddler, and he looks at that, and he's holding the mirror, and he goes, what's this? And before the peddler can say anything to him, the old man says, where did you get a picture of my daddy? The old man just was amazed, and he was so happy that he traded his wife's best water pitcher for the mirror. And the peddler got out of there quickly before the old man changed his mind and before the lady got back. The old man began to think about it, and he was worried that his wife was going to get mad because he traded away her best pitcher. And so he took the mirror out to the barn and hid it behind some boxes and left it there. Well, you know, he was intrigued by the image that he saw, couldn't figure out how his daddy's image was on that thing, and so he would go out to the barn 3 or 4 times during the day to look at that image, and he was just amazed. And the wife, though, got frustrated with all of his sneaking around. She waited till he retired for the evening, and when he goes to bed, she sneaks out to the barn. She finds the mirror. She picks it up, and she looks at it. She goes, so this is the hussy he's been fooling around with. I didn't know if you could say hussy, but I decided I'd go ahead and go for it anyways. And I'm just saying this, time has a way of changing us, doesn't it? Time has an effect on all of us. Beyond the physical appearance, I'm a changed man. And I'm changed because Jesus Christ saved me and He changed me. And I don't know about you, but once I was born again, it changed me. Not only am I a changed man, but I am a changing man. Are you following me? You and I both should be that way. We shouldn't just be changed. We should be changing. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all together yet. But I do know this. God is still working on me, and I'm being changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so if you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 17 and 18. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. If you're born again, where is the Holy Spirit? Inside. The Holy Spirit is inside. He indwells you. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, again, where does the Spirit of the Lord dwell? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. There is freedom. If you are born again, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and where He dwells, there should be liberty. Verse 18, but we all, that's all of us, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror. See, the joke had something to do with something. A mirror, the glory of the Lord. are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. When you looked in the mirror this morning, did you see the glory of God? Some of you are like, no, I didn't. Well, you should have. Okay, if you are born again, you should have seen the glory of God. And I'm not saying, oh, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of them all, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that person is changed. That person is different from that person a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, however long you've been born again. That person is changed. When we look in the mirror, we should see that image, the glory of God. Because listen, you couldn't save yourself, and you really couldn't change yourself. In fact, if you've changed you, God has not changed you. God has to change. It's an inward work of the Holy Spirit. When you are born again, He gives you all the new pipes and plumbing that you need on the inside. But you cannot change yourself, because if you could change yourself, Christ died in vain. But I don't know about you, when I received Christ, I was born again. He changed me. Not only that, by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by my works, not by my own might, but by the Spirit of the Lord, He is changing me as I yield to Him. Pray that you're not being changed through religion or even your own efforts. Just like anything, people can make changes and they can have New Year's resolutions. But how many know those things are temporal? But if God is changing you, it can be eternal. In the Old Testament, where did God manifest His glory? And let me give you a more specific time period. During the time of the law, where did God manifest Himself? What physical building did He manifest? Well, there's two, right, really. There was a tent, the tabernacle, right? And then there was a temple. And God manifested Himself, and the glory of the Lord would fill that place. Sometimes there would be a physical manifestation that you would see a pillar of fire, right? Or in Solomon's case, the smoke that would fill the temple. And there's various other times how those physical buildings would be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord should fill you as well, because why? God's presence is inside of you. If you're not seeing the glory of the Lord, then there's something wrong. This morning, I just want to readdress that for just a moment before I move on. God's changed you, but is He changing you? Because that's the key. I've mentioned this before. I don't like to run. Only if someone's chasing me. But anyway, I aspire to run. I really do. I know I need to run. I need to do something. But I don't have the want to yet. Maybe when I go to the doctor, he says, you want to. Right now, I don't have the want to run. And I don't have the want to do certain things. When we look in the mirror, that we should see the glory of God. And if we don't want to, we won't see it. It's what it comes down to. When you are born again, God then has the ability to shape you and mold you if you want Him to. If you want to get saved and just stay nasty and old and religious, you can. Happens all the time. But I'm saying this, that's not a healthy place to be long term. This morning, when you look in the mirror, beyond the physical appearance, what are you seeing? Are you seeing the glory of God transforming us into the image of Christ? I mentioned this verse last week, and this is a long introduction. I apologize for it, but I'm going to preach really quick after this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 through 11. Preached this last week, and if you don't mind, just let me go there again. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortion will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. And again, I love this verse because it testifies about people just like you and me. People who are changed by God's power. And people, listen, they weren't just changed, they were being changed. This is just Christianity 101, church. You know, we think Christianity 101 is getting saved, come to church, sit in the pew. That's not it. That's just the beginning of the walk with Christ. Christianity 101 is this, that I die to my flesh, I die to myself. And then when I do this, I yield myself to God who empowers me. Listen, you know, you in your brain, you got those little synapses that fire, right? That meet, those little bridges it makes. Sometimes that's where we have a disconnect. And we don't realize this, that we try to change ourselves, but you can't. You have to rely on God to change you. And God has to transform you. You have to be that clay that's on the potter's wheel, right? He has to form you. He has to shape you. And you know, how many of you have done this, looking back in your lives? You lived for God, but you tried to do it. And you tried to change you. And you tried to do certain things. But when you finally got your hands off of it and you let God change you, God changed you. And it was probably more dramatic and rather quickly compared to what you were trying to do in your own flesh. Are you following me? You don't think about it. These are people some of us, even in our unsaved days, wouldn't even associate with. But now these people are filling this church. Because why? They're being transformed from glory to glory. Place yourself in a yielded position before God. Submit yourself to God, to His Word, to the presence of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will transform you. Can a zebra change his own stripes? I almost said spots. And neither can us, by our own deeds, our own works, our own goodness and kindness, change ourselves. We have to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. God can change us. There's no doubt about it. God can change the worst of sinners. There's no person that is beyond redemption. Every person can be redeemed. Every person has the ability, they can receive Christ. I believe that truly with all my heart. I don't care who you are, you can receive Jesus. If you can receive Jesus and be born again, then God can change you. And if God has the power to save you and change you, He has the power to keep on changing you. The biggest issue we face, the biggest hindrance we face to being transformed into the likeness of Christ is right here. Not me. Our flesh, our own self, amen? My flesh is what hinders me the most. Are you okay with, as a follower of Jesus, staying where you are? And let's take a state of neutrality, or just a state of being positioned in the same place over the same amount of time. Just kind of in your relationship with God. Because I believe your relationship with God should be progressing, right? I think it should be moving forward. And so, but listen, if you are okay with a state of just kind of being neutral and you're comfortable with that, I would question that. Why would we get comfortable with ourselves? God has so much more. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm struggling with this question myself. I've been praying all since the first of the year, God, I need to change. I know I need to change. There are certain areas in my life that I need to change personally. And God, I know you want to change me. But where do you want to change me, and how do you want to change me? The second part of that was this. I know that my church, we collectively, we need to change. But I needed to look in the mirror first and say, I need to change first. Because if I'm their pastor, how in the world are they going to change unless I change? You can't just have somebody stand up on the pulpit and say, you need to change. You need to do this, you need to do that, unless the preacher himself is willing to change and say, you know what, I need to change. That not only in our church services, but in our atmosphere of our church. God wants to do some changes. How? And I don't understand. I just want them to take place. I am grateful from where we came from and where we are, but I'm more expected of where we're going. Does that make sense? But I know this. We got to get to that place, and you got to get to that place, and I got to get to that place, and we've got to get to that place. Why do we got to change, and why do we have to transform? Because that world out there is changing, and you can't stop it. You can complain about it. You can argue about it. You can debate. You can side with this group. You can side with that group. Ain't going to change a thing. This world is changing, and if we don't meet needs within that changing world and present Christ in a way where you don't have to water it down, and you don't, but you just have to be able to interject truth.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the Word of God. I want to encourage you to walk in the Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your inner being, reflecting more the likeness of Christ. The world needs to see a church that more reflects the image of its Savior rather than itself. If you're not attending a house of worship and you are looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or you can find us on the web at www.holtag.org, or you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, I pray God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.